The journey to a smoke-free future can be a long and winding road, but if you're ready for a change, consider taking Zyn for a spin. Zyn nicotine pouches offer a fresh way to discover your nicotine satisfaction. Anywhere, anytime. No smoke, no spit, and no lingering odor. Get in gear with the Zyn 10 Challenge and enjoy 10 smoke-free, spit-free days for just $5.95. Order online and start your new journey today. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Pause for a big thank you to our partner making today's program possible. It's Dexcom. With the new Dexcom G7, you get better diabetes results without those awful finger sticks. It sends your glucose numbers to your compatible phone or to your watch, so you can always see where you are and where you're heading. See how food and exercise affect your glucose. It makes it easier to spend more time in range and lower your A1C. Take more control of your diabetes with the number one recommended CGM brand. It's so easy to get started today at Dexcom.com. Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom.com/compatibility.
Thanks, Dexcom, for being our partner.
In the last hours, not one, not two, but three locations raided. Locations connected to the rap mogul, Sean Diddy Combs. I'm Nancy Grace. This is Crime Stories. Thank you for being with us here at Crime Stories and on SiriusXM 111. Why Diddy? Why Sean Puffy Combs, as he was once known? Well, according to what we are learning, the raids by the feds, by HSI, Homeland Security Investigators, much of the PC probable cause was gleaned from multiple lawsuits filed against Combs. Now, that's not just from what we're learning. Combs' own lawyer spoke out in a very unfortunate statement for Combs. You never reveal your thinking prior to a trial. But the lawyer did. What are they saying, that all these victims are lying? I mean, think about it. No one wants to see the demise of a superstar. But are superstars to be held above the law? Because I say no. Again, I'm Nancy Grace. Thank you for being with us here on SiriusXM and at Crime Stories. First of all, this is what we know happened. Listen to Sydney Sumner, Crime Online.
On Monday, large teams of law enforcement led by Homeland Security investigators raided three homes belonging to Sean Diddy Combs in Los Angeles and Miami as part of a sex trafficking investigation stemming from accusations leveled against Combs in five separate lawsuits brought against him. The latest suit, filed in February by music producer Rodney Lil Rod Jones, details frequent drug use, a shooting, and several accounts of sex assault while working with Combs on The Love album.
That's what we know right now, but there's more. And I can tell you this much. When the feds roll up in armored vehicles wearing Kevlar, that's not good for you. That's not good at all. We're hearing a lot of whining this morning by the defense about, oh, they messed up the inside of his house. Boo-hoo. Listen to Dave Mack, Crime Online.
In the 73-page document, Jones claims that Combs forced him to solicit sex workers and perform sex acts with them as Combs looked on. Jones also alleges the rapper threw parties he called freak-offs, during which underage girls and sex workers were given laced drinks and assaulted. Combs' son Justin, producer Stevie J, and associate Brendan Paul allegedly supplied the women and drugs for the parties. The suit goes on to say that Combs' access to major celebrities, athletes, and even British royals such as Prince Harry gave him and his followers legitimacy.
With me, an all-star panel to make sense of what we know right now. But first, straight out to Kayla Brantley joining us, investigative reporter, DailyMail.com. Kayla, thank you for being with us. Tell me what happened, because we saw simultaneous raids. A lot has been made of that. Hold on just a second, Kayla. Let me go to Nima Ramani joining us, high-profile lawyer and, more importantly, former federal prosecutor, a president of the West Coast Trial Lawyers Association and author of Harvard to Hashtag. Nima, thank you for being with us. A lot has been made and a lot of whining and crying because there were multiple raids that went down simultaneously. Boo-hoo. The reason that happens is so when you get raided in L.A., you can't call your peeps in Miami and go, quick, 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 hide 1, 2, 3, and 4, destroy 5, 6, 7, and 8, and P.S., run for the hills as if you had seen a monster. That's why it's got to be very carefully orchestrated and timed, very organized to go down at the same time for that very reason, Nima.
Well, Nancy, that's exactly right. And the raid in Los Angeles took place about a mile from where I'm sitting right now. I live close to Diddy's home. And, you know, I also know Aaron Dyer. I used to work with him. I respect him. But I think he's making that argument for the court of public opinion more than the courtroom. And you're right. There's three reasons why federal agents go in and they go aggressively. One, there's always a threat of violence. And Diddy reportedly has a lot of weapons. Agents need to make sure that no one flees the jurisdiction. Evidence isn't destroyed. That's why the raids are executed simultaneously when they are. Individuals are removed from the home. They're cuffed. They're detained. No one was arrested. But Diddy was treated just like any other criminal defendant or target of an investigation when these search warrants are executed.
Guys, what do you expect? The HSI Homeland Security investigators to be the Minute Maid and clean up after a search? Yeah, that's not happening. Guys, in the last hours, a lot of whining and complaining and switching of tail and gnashing of teeth because the feds, quote, left a mess in Diddy's mansions. You know what? It's amazing what people will do to hide contraband or evidence. What evidence am I talking about? I'm talking about videos, potential videos of underage girls and boys in the middle of sex acts. Now, number one, an underage child, some jurisdictions under 18, some under 16, some under 15, cannot consent to sex activity. So even if they appear to be willing in a video, does anybody remember R. Kelly, for Pete's sake, where he urinated on a teen girl? Yeah, that's not consensual. I don't care what she said at the time. Videos that could easily be hidden, even if they are in physical form. For all I know, they're just on a computer. That's why every computer, every laptop, every phone, every iPad, everything has to be seized. And you know what I'm waiting on? Nima Ramani, I'm waiting on that return. Explain, what is a return, Ramani?
So there's a search warrant and an application. And when the search warrant is executed, there's a return that's filed with the court and identifies all the property that's been seized. And like you said, Nancy, what they're looking for here is evidence of sex trafficking and the production of child pornography. Reportedly, if you believe these civil lawsuits, not only were they sex acts, they were recorded. That's a crime, both in terms of the act and the recording. And we're talking about mandatory minimum sentences. So it's just probably going to be a matter of days before Diddy is indicted and indictment is unsealed.
Ramani, again, you're reading like, you sound like you're reading out of the Farmer's Almanac about the crop report for next year. Listen, Sean P. Combs has been targeted. Now, everybody keeps saying he's not the target. That's BS, because these are his homes on two sides of the country. The people at his homes were put in handcuffs during the search, and that is SOP, standard operating procedure, so nobody gets shot. There's a lot of whining going on about that, too. But in a home where you are looking for guns, you do not leave the inhabitants free to grab a gun and start shooting. So stop whining about that, too. Combs is facing an indictment. I'm agreeing with you. This is a big deal. We're not reading the crop report for 2025. This tells me nobody is above the law, not even Combs, whose net worth is valued at over $1 billion. That's with a B as in brother. $1 billion, Romani.
Oh, no one is above the law. And really, the chickens are coming home to roost. This really started in November when ex-girlfriend Cassie filed that bombshell lawsuit. And she spilled the tea. And obviously, Diddy settled it the following day. But really, it was too little too late. Here's someone that was in a 10-year relationship with Diddy. And once she filed, she encouraged other alleged victims to come forward one after another. And if you believe the reports, some of those victims are already cooperating with law enforcement. And we know that there's enough probable cause because a federal judge signed off on these two search warrants. So it's going to be interesting to see what evidence shows up in that return, what federal agents pull from those electronics, because that digital footprint, Nancy, I think that's going to be the evidence that puts Diddy away.
I think you're right, because you can discount, I can't, but some people discount eyewitnesses and victims. But when you've got it on digital proof, it's hard to argue with that dynamite combination. You were just seeing Cassie Ventura, and she's not some parasite tick hanging on like some hoochie mama that's latched on to Sean P. Diddy Combs. She is a star in her own right. You saw her on album covers. One was A Long Way to Go. One was Deceen. Beautiful and talented. Now, hold on. I want to go straight out to Kiella Brantley joining us, investigative reporter, dailymail.com. Kiella, again, thank you for being with us. It did all get kicked off with Cassie Ventura's complaint. Explain.
Yeah, that was back in November, Nancy. Cassie Ventura, they dated for 10 years. She was actually 19 years old, and he was 37 at the time when they began their relationship.
Okay, wait, Kiella. Let me allow that to soak in. She was 19 and he was 37. Did you just say that?
Nearly 20 years her senior, yep.
Go ahead. Not judging yet.
Not yet, but she called the relationship abusive, controlling. She said that Diddy forced her to have sex with male prostitutes and watched and recorded it. And in addition to that, she said that he forced her to do drugs and so many horrific details there. And that went on for 10 years. And that it all culminated in 2018 when she tried to leave him. And she says that he came and raped her. Now, this is exactly the catalyst that sparked all of the other lawsuits. Now he's facing five lawsuits with a lot of similar stories from these alleged victims.
Kiella Brantley, investigative reporter, dailymail.com, is exactly correct. Cassie Ventura claims Combs raped Ventura in her home when she tried to leave him. Often punched, beat, kicked, stomped her, resulting in bruises, burst lips, black eyes, and bleeding. Blew up a man's car after Diddy Combs learned the man was romantically interested in Ms. Ventura. Forced her to engage in sex acts with male sex workers while masturbating and filming the encounter. Okay, yeah, that is a video. If it can be found, this jury will absolutely see Combs masturbating and filming the encounters of Ms. Ventura being forced into sex acts with male sex workers. That he ran out of his apartment with a firearm in pursuit of a rival industry exec, demanding Ms. Ventura carry his firearm in her purse, and introduced Ms. Ventura to a lifestyle of excessive alcohol, drugs, and required her to procure illicit prescriptions to satisfy his own addictions. I'm reading directly from her lawsuit. Now, remember, that is a private lawsuit. That is not a public government document. So you got to take everything that an ex claims against another ex with a box of salt. But wait a minute. Isn't it true, Kayla Brantley, that she sued him for about $30 million and they settled? Combs actually paid her off to get rid of the lawsuit?
They settled. Yep, they settled the next day. As soon as the lawsuit was filed, the news broke. The next day, they settled the lawsuit for an undisclosed amount. She was seeking $30 million, but we don't know how much they actually settled for. Both of them came out with statements saying that they wanted to settle things privately. But in Diddy's statement, he absolutely did not admit any fault. He said that this was handled privately and wanted to move on. He called the allegations baseless. And we've seen that pattern just now with the raids on his house.
Yeah, you're right. That's the same kind of thing they're claiming right now, Kayla Brantley. Guys, this is just one of multiple lawsuits filed against Combs. Sean P. Diddy Combs, also known as Diddy, also known as Puffy.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Pause for a big thank you to our partner making today's crime stories possible. It's Lisa Mattress. Good sleep should come naturally. And with the new natural hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between award-winning mattress brand Lisa and home design icon West Elm, the natural hybrid is the culmination of the two companies' shared values of premium materials, meticulous craftsmanship, and sustainable practices. Made with natural latex, responsibly sourced natural wool, and environmentally safe foams, the natural hybrid elevates your sleep sanctuary and supports a greener tomorrow. Plus, when you purchase the natural hybrid, you're also helping fuel Lisa's work with shelters and those in need. I want to do that. Since 2015, Lisa has donated more than 40,000 mattresses to ensure children and families have a safe place to sleep. Go to Lisa.com/Nancy to learn more. That's LEESA.com/Nancy.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year. Equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
Crime Stories with Nancy Grace.
Let's think about this thing. Joining me is Shannon Henry. She is the president and founder of SASS Go, Surviving Assault, Standing Strong. It's a nonprofit. Shannon Henry, by the way, you can find her at sasgo.org. Shannon, thank you for being with us. There are multiple lawsuits, five that I can think of, against Combs, all claiming sex assault and forcing the victims into sex acts. Now, that's one thing. Five claims. And correct me if I'm wrong, Kayla Brantley, because I've got a ton of documents and information I'm trying to absorb. But Here's the thing, Shannon Henry. When you have one victim, it's easy for the defense to say, that's a he say, she say. Like, what is that, the defense? It's a he say, she say? Of course it is. But when you have two victims, then three, then four, then five, then is the jury supposed to believe they're all lying and he's the only one telling the truth? Actually, that worked in the Michael Jackson case, so it could work. But typically in front of juries, a group of victims, such as in Harvey Weinstein, such as in Jeffrey Epstein, who do you such as Bill Cosby, what do you disbelieve the cadre of victims and choose to believe the defendant?
Right. We're seeing a pattern of abuse. We're seeing a pattern of violence. And we're seeing it over and over again from each of these people that are coming forward. And listen, he's an equal opportunity abuser, whether it was an 11th grader, a college student, or it was one of his chefs. So many people have come forward, even the music producer, to complain about his behavior and the trafficking that is going on. And let's call it what it is. It is trafficking. It's a $150 billion industry. It is abuse and assault and stalking on steroids. And it's the second most profitable illegal business in the United States. And he's an active part of it.
You know what you're leaving out of your formula, Shannon? And everything you just said is correct, by the way. I remember my first human trafficking case. Then it was called statutory rape. The girl had just turned 14. I'm getting chills on my arm right now. And I looked and I looked and I looked for her. Couldn't find her. I went out every day. And I remember it was cold outside and I was straight out of law school. I had no money. I had the thinnest coat ever. It was so cold. And we would look and look and look. Finally, I get a call at like 6 a.m. in the morning. I race to the location. It's a flop house. Then on Stewart Avenue, which was the avenue at the time for sex trading drugs. And I went in where they said the girl was. I looked and there were like five women. I came out like, there's not a girl in there. Why did you get me here? I need to be at the courthouse. And they went, go back in. Look at the one in the white boots. I went back in. Shannon, this was a little girl. She had on the fake hair, the fake eyelashes, the bustier, the height, the mini skirt, if such as it was. It didn't look anything like a 14-year-old little girl at all. She looked like a 35-year-old drug addict. Long story short, she had been passed around and used and taken from one place to the next and had, you know, 15 to 20 men rape her a day. Okay? That's what I'm talking about. And if these allegations are true, Shannon Henry, Combs is no better than those two pimps.
And I would even beg everyone to see, too, that there is an institution, a brand, if you will, of complicity that he's created around him, too, with his, I call them buddy guards. That's what the industry calls them. People that have watched this go on and been complicit in all of it and enabled it in ways by not acting and not responding on behalf of the victim and what they're seeing in front of them.
I want you to hear what the impetus was for this major, major search. And I'm telling you, to have HSI, Homeland Security investigators, roll up in front of Diddy's mansion and break in. They went armed. They went wearing body armor. They immediately subdued and handcuffed everyone in the home, as they should have, while simultaneously across the country, additional locations, venues connected to Sean P. Combs, were searched and searched thoroughly. Take a listen to Sydney Sumner, Crime Online.
Before producer Rodney Lilrod Jones' explosive lawsuit, four more alleged victims filed suit against Combs. The first came from an ex-girlfriend, R&B singer Cassandra Cassie Ventura. Ventura claims in addition to physical abuse occurring throughout their decade-long on-and-off relationship, Combs coerced her to participate in what he called freak-offs, which involved Ventura having sex with male sex workers while Combs watched, masturbated, and took videos of the encounter. Combs also allegedly broke into Ventura's home and raped her after she broke off their relationship in 2018. Three other lawsuits followed Ventura's. Joy Dickerson Neal claims Combs drugged her at a 1991 dinner date and later recorded himself raping her. Liza Gardner's suit alleges that Combs and R&B singer Aaron Hall assaulted her and a friend at Hall's apartment when she was just 16 years old. An anonymous victim details a 2003 gang rape by Combs and two others at his New York studio. Combs settled Ventura's lawsuit just a day after it was filed. The remaining four complaints are still unresolved.
Dr. Della Torre, psychologist, mediator, who specializes in forensic psychology. Dr. Della Torre, thank you for being with us. You know, this is what everybody is asking me, okay? And the reason I care what anybody says is because who's going to be on that jury that's going to be seated one day? You can't, like, wiggle out of a federal indictment if that happens. We asked the defense attorney on. He's like, no way. But I hope he joins us. So, you know, a lot of talk about how he was targeted, how he's not the target, yet his home was targeted and blah, blah, blah. But when you get a federal indictment shoved up your rear end, it's kind of hard to get out of that with just talking. But this is what jurors may wonder, because this is what is being asked of me since the moment this hit the airwaves. Why would a guy worth over $1 billion bother to drug minors? Some as young as 16 is the allegation, and video himself raping them when he could have practically any woman he wanted that were after fame and fortune. Now, see, to me, I don't care. But a juror may wonder that. What about it, Della Torre?
Well, because he can't. I mean, ultimately, this is about the thrill that he was getting by exploiting and embarrassing all of these individuals. A lot of people talk about power and control, that these guys, you know, who like to do these kinds of abuses like to have the power and control. But it's more than that when it comes to Diddy. I mean, we see things about violence and drugs and guns. As was described earlier, he's an equal opportunity abuser. This is a guy who thinks money, power, respect is the be all end all, and that his word is the word that goes, and whatever it is that suits his fancy, that's what he's going to do. He's doing it because he has the money to do it, and he gets the thrill out of it. And this more important to him is getting the thrill rather than just having someone just come up to him and offer themselves. There's no fun in that for him. He wants to bring down and embarrass. He wants to abuse. He wants to inflict pain on individuals.
Okay, let me understand something, Dr. Della Torre, because obviously you have encountered this. I've encountered it while prosecuting, but so the thrill is drugging someone and raping them while they're totally knocked out, like Cosby. That's the thrill?
That's the thrill. That's absolutely the thrill, especially if they're the ones that say no. The more they say no, the more they struggle against it, the harder that the abuser is going to go, the more thrill they get out of it.
You know, I don't even like hearing you say that.
That's true, though.
But I get it. And that's what's going to have to be explained to a jury if this ever goes to a jury. Guys, in addition to investigative reporter Kayla Brantley, Shannon Henry from SAS, Dr. Della Torre, and high-profile lawyer, former federal prosecutor Nima Romani. Oh, that reminds me of something, Nima. I was about to go to Barry Golden. Hold on, Barry. Former U.S. Marshal, and I'm telling you, they don't play. Nima, I was a Fed for 3 years, and I nearly jumped out of my skin because we would have, for instance, in a case I was working, we would have a whole room full of boxes of documents. And I'd be saying, well, when are we actually going to do something? When are we going to do the raid? When are we going to make the arrest? Because they're doing it right now. Why are we waiting? So I'm telling you, Nima, that the feds had some serious PC, probable cause, before they blast up in Combs's mansions.
Oh, you're absolutely right. And this is an investigation that's being run out of the Southern District of New York, probably the most prestigious prosecutor's office in the country. They hire the brightest and the best. So just because the raids were executed in Los Angeles and Miami doesn't mean the investigation started here. It started in New York. So they know what they're doing. And you know, Nancy, the feds wait until they have a made hand, a bulletproof, ironclad case before they go in. They have the luxury of waiting, of interviewing those witnesses, putting them before the grand jury. Because once you execute a search warrant like this, evidence starts to disappear. People may disappear. So this is the final step before people start getting arrested.
It's the culmination of months and months and months of working, if not longer. Combs may have been on their radar for a while, but these lawsuits basically shamed the feds into doing something. They couldn't hold back anymore. And see, they've got what I don't have. And I pray for it, Nima, because it's bit me in the rear end many a time. I don't have patience. Because, see, I'm thinking, hey, while I'm waiting to do something, he may be molesting another girl. He may be drugging another girl. And see, I'm thinking that. But they think the long game. The feds think the long game, which is, it's a fault of mine not to play the long game. But they're right. If you want to win, you play the long game and you get every T crossed, every I dotted, then you move. Bottom line, when they move on you, it's too late for you. You're dead. It's over because they got the goods on you. They're just not going to make a move like this unless they've got a lot of evidence. Guys, join me right now, a guy I know you want to hear from, former U.S. Marshal and owner now of Golden Consulting at golden-ci.com. Barry Golden, a significant portion of this case is criminal enterprise. Anybody jump in? We're not having high tea at Windsor Castle. Please. Criminal enterprise, which means a plan. More than one person is involved. Even though this raid may have been sparked by multiple lawsuits against Combs, the feds have got to prove that there was a criminal enterprise and they're using claims of sex acts on other women, men in different states, traveling or moving the victims in order for them to have sex with Combs or other people. Explain why the aspect of asportation, in other words, movement, is important in this case.
The conviction rate in the Southern District of Florida, I prosecuted cases through the U.S. Attorney's Office for several years, and the conviction rate in the Southern District of Florida was 98%. So yes, you are right. When they bring the federal government, the U.S. Attorney's Office brings an indictment, if they do, they have a lot of ammunition on you. As Nima just mentioned, that a federal judge already found probable cause that there is evidence to conduct these searches at the homes here in Miami and in New York. But yes, you're going to have numerous witnesses. I think that this case is going to still take a long time because you have so much evidence. You have to bring in all these people. Rodney Jones, he can only testify to what he witnessed and what happened to him. You have to bring in other witnesses that these alleged sex acts occurred with. And so you're going to have to find these witnesses, interview these witnesses, bring them in, lock them into a statement, and then put all that into an indictment. So I think you're still months away from seeing an indictment, but there is so much information that you're looking at here. You just look at the civil complaint by Rodney Jones, and it's very long. There's so much information there. There are so many allegations. There's a lot of information, but, the HSI going in, the attorney was complaining about so many agents. Look at that compound right there. Look how big that mansion is. You need a lot of manpower. And with the allegations of firearms being at that location, you never know how someone's going to react when, as a federal agent, you come in there and you take control of their residence. You don't know how they're going to react. So you have to have a lot of manpower. and a lot of bodies to secure that location so a search can be conducted.
Barry Golden, I got one word for you.
Yes.
Waco. Waco.
Yes.
Remember that?
Yes.
The feds move
Absolutely,
in.
Absolutely, I do. Yes.
Koresh gets all of his followers who are all, many of them molesting little girls in their religion. They fire on the feds and everything goes wild. And I still remember seeing the video of the flames and the standoff and the shootout when feds moved in. And I've got to tell you something. I've been on many searches and arrests pursuant to warrant, of course. And people don't take to it very kindly. If they can reach a gun, you're in trouble. End of story. Here's another thing we see going on, too. Kayla Brantley joining us, investigative reporter, Daily Mail. We know that Combs's alleged drug mule was arrested at the Miami airport. At the same time, Combs's rapper sons were put in cuffs during the raids on the mansions. Who is the alleged drug mule? It's very significant. Because the feds are going to be looking for witnesses. And this alleged mule could do life in Max, or he could rat out Combs. What do you think he's going to do? Tell me about the drug mule, the alleged drug mule. Brandon Paul, age 25.
Yeah, so 25-year-old Brandon Paul, he was arrested Monday as these raids went on. He was arrested at a Miami airport, and he was about to board Combs's plane to what was believed to be going to the Caribbean. Now, when the authorities checked his bags, they found cocaine and laced candy. And so they arrested him for that. They said that it's not directly involved. It's not an arrest directly involved in the raids. However, Homeland Security did send officers there to check out Combs's plane. Now, this was a guy from Ohio. He played college basketball. We're not exactly sure how he became involved with Diddy, but according to the lawsuit filed last month from producer Little Rod, he was Diddy's alleged drug mule.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Pause for a big thank you to our partner making today's crime stories possible. It's Lisa Mattress. Don't let a bad mattress stand between you and a good night's sleep. Lisa Mattress can help. From memory foam mattresses that hug in all the right places to hybrids that keep you cool all night long, Lisa's mattresses offer incredible comfort and support at every price point. Collectively, their mattresses have over 20,000 five-star reviews. Delivery is free, returns are easy, and you have 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your own home. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus two free pillows. Go to lisa.com/Nancy for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. That's leesa.com/Nancy. Thanks, Lisa Mattress, for being our partner.
This is Amy Brown from Four Things with Amy Brown. Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between offering quality care and support virtually, in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways that healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.
Crime Stories with Nancy Grace.
Okay, so now we're looking at sex trafficking. And to you, Shannon Henry, to make out, joining us from SAS, which is Surviving Assault, Standing Strong, to make out sex trafficking is not as hard as people think. Explain what it means to sex traffic someone.
Well, you know, the way that people are trafficked, they look for a vulnerable population, whether they're young, they're in a hard season of their life, they're looking for fame, they're looking to make it big. Whatever it is, they're going to use coercion, they're going to force them with threats and stalking and violence to repay a debt, whatever it may be. And we certainly see that here in Cassie's story as well as the others. So you've got this isolation that's happening, this coercion, this power. And then the most powerful weapon of all is shame. Because on top of all of this, you've got video of everything, and they can shame them into complicity and being quiet. And silence is ultimately the biggest evil. And I agree, bringing these people forward, giving witnesses the ability to testify will ultimately be what really brings down the entire playbook. And let's not forget that Fahim Muhammad is also who is helping, you know, behind the scenes with all of this as Diddy's director of security. And he worked previously for Michael Jackson.
Wow. That's quite the coinciding, huh? Nima Romani is joining us. Nima, now high profile lawyer and the president of West Coast Trial Lawyers, but important for me, former federal prosecutor. What about this? Nobody likes to rat out a friend, right? Snitches get stitches and all that. But there's one guy, 50, from G-Unit rapper, 50 Cent, who has been mocking Diddy for a long time. In fact, when this all went down, he states, it's not did Diddy do it, it's Diddy done it. Because they don't come after you until they got a case. That's him, and he's going on and on and on. Why do I care? Because he may have inside information, not just him, but Usher, even Bieber, Justin Bieber. And I'm not saying any of them are responsible for any wrongdoing. I'm saying that they obviously have been around during some of, let me just say, Combs's antics. Because when Bieber was asked, when he was a teen boy, hey, what happened when you were hanging out with Combs? He said, well, I can't say, but it's every 15-year-old boy's dream. Okay. Usher has publicly stated that he saw some, quote, very curious things when hanging out with Combs. And you've got 50 making jokes at Diddy's expense. Explain. They could turn up to be witnesses.
Oh, no question. And, you know, 50 Cent and Diddy's feud is pretty well documented. 50's actually working on a documentary about all this. But, Nancy, this may well be a Jeff Epstein-type situation. We know Cuba Gooding Jr. He's already been named in a civil lawsuit. You know, Prince Harry's name has been mentioned. And Diddy rubs shoulders with rich and powerful people here in Los Angeles and all over the world. So the question is going to be, who was there? What did they see? What did they do? And I wouldn't be surprised if more and more names start being leaked that are people that, you know, are very well known that either are witnesses or even worse, participated in some of these sex acts.
Yeah, that's what I tell my children. Of course, this is on a small scale. You go to an event, you go to a party, you see one teen drinking, leave. You see one teen with a joint, leave. Because if you stay, then you're part of it. You become part of it, whether you do anything wrong or not. You're there. You are part of it. It's called being a co-defendant. Speaking of Usher, take a listen to what Usher had to say.
We're sending you over to something called Puffy Flavor Camp.
There you go.
To learn
Flavor
some
Flavor Camp.
Yeah,
Flavor
that's
camp.
What it was called. And you're going to go to Puff Daddy's.
He's
gonna
in the 90s. Do you understand what that's like?
Puffy's place was like just filled with chicks and orgying like nonstop, right?
No, not really. But it was curious. I got a chance to see some things.
Yeah, but you were 13. What were you seeing?
I went there to see the lifestyle.
Right.
And I saw it. And it was but I don't know if I could indulge and understand what I was even looking at. It was pretty wild.
So nobody Okay, he went on to say that you'd open a door and there would be people in that room, multiple women and men having orgies, a totally different set of sex, specifically always girls around. This was when he was 13. Now, you're hearing Usher speaking to Howard Stern and being very, very candid. Stern has the ability to get people to drop their guard and speak as they would as if they were speaking to a longtime friend in the privacy of their home, as you saw right there. And I'm just wondering if, as this case goes forward to Barry Golden, former U.S. Marshal, if we're going to see more people that are high profile being forced, pursuant to subpoena, to speak out.
Yes, when you read in some of these civil lawsuits, you see that there are allegations that there are other people, other witnesses that were there at the time when these alleged criminal acts occurred. So now the U.S. Attorney's Office is going to have to find those people, interview those people, and then get these people to be willing to testify against Sean P. Diddy Combs, this person who is a mega superstar with millions and millions or billions of dollars. And now they have to be able to stand up and face him in court and say, he did this, this, and this. The U.S. Attorney's Office is going to have to find these people and bring these people in and be willing to testify against a mega superstar.
And people very often, I hate to say, don't come forward out of the goodness of their heart. They have to be forced. In other words, you have to threaten them with unnamed co-conspirator status. It's going to be tough. Exactly who is the government and these alleged victims up against? Take a listen to our Cut One, Rachel Bonilla, Crime Online.
Sean Combs, a.k.a. Puff Daddy, P. Diddy, and Brother Love, is credited with the development of several big-name hip-hop artists, including Notorious B.I.G. and Usher. Diddy's own music career is just as impressive, with 11 number one singles, 14 nominations, and 3 Grammy Awards. In addition to Combs' label, Bad Boy Records, the rap mogul co-founds the network Revolt TV and hosts several businesses under the umbrella company Combs Global. At Forbes' last estimate, Combs had a net worth of roughly $1 billion.
Will these alleged victims stand up against Combs? $1 billion at the last estimate. We wait as justice unfolds. Goodbye, friend.
Zyn nicotine pouches deliver nicotine satisfaction anywhere, anytime, which means Zyn pairs well with you, your personality, your schedule, and your spontaneity. Zyn fits easily into your bag, pocket, and into your life because it's smoke-free, hands-free, and hassle-free. So the only person who will know you have a Zyn pouch in is you. Visit Zyn.com or head to your local convenience store today to find your Zyn. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV and be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Pause for a big thank you to our partner making today's crime stories possible. It's Lisa Mattress, a collaboration between Lisa and West Elm. The natural hybrid is made from natural latex, natural wool, and environmentally safe foams. The natural hybrid elevates your sleep and supports. Go to Leesa.com/Nancy to learn more. That's LEESA.com/Nancy.